Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Ms. Alex Grivey. She's the Project Manager for Workforce Development in the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for stopping by, Alex.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So real quickly, go through what your responsibilities with the Chamber are.
Sure. I focus mostly on workforce development through the lens of talent development as well as economic development. So looking really at how the training partners in this area, schools and higher education institutions are providing training that meets the needs of the business community in our region.
Now, you know, of course, this is STEM Spots and I'm interested in STEM. So if you were to talk about STEM in the region, assess where it is right now.
I think STEM in our region is growing. It's not where a lot of people want it to be right now, but has a lot of potential. We talk to companies often, those that are focused on technology and have a lot of needs in that space, and they say that they would love to come to Springfield, but they need to see a little bit more in terms of what workforce is available. They need to have more people that have the skills, specifically as it relates to technology, software development, that sort of thing. They want people with that training already embedded in them. They want it in the curriculum at all of the schools as well as in all of the graduates that they're seeing coming out of these places.
Okay, so let's talk about strategies. Are you looking primarily as a chamber to go out and, let's call it, for lack of a better word, poach companies from other places and lure them here? Or are we trying more to develop talent from inside and have companies grow from within the Springfield area? And how do you go about all of this?
I think it's a little bit of all of those things. So we are looking at attracting companies to this area. But to do that, we need to have the workforce that those companies are looking for. Our first step, I think, is making sure that individuals in our region have the training that those companies are looking for. And sometimes that's a little bit different. They might be more on a computer development side, whether that's software, something more specific, or they might just be on a little bit more customer service focus from the technology aspect. It's not just technology companies, but all companies really have some sort of technology or STEM involved in the positions that they will be hiring for if they come to this area. And so they need to know that we have the people here that will support their business once they get up and running. So it's attracting, but making sure we have the workforce available here. But it's also making sure that even without those companies coming, that we are building an infrastructure in terms of talent that is going to meet the needs when we are attracting those companies to the Springfield region. And so it's working with not just higher education institutions, but also our K-12 partners, making sure that they have curriculum even down to an elementary school level where students are being exposed to STEM opportunities as well as to the training or to the certifications that those individuals could get that the companies eventually would need to hire them for.
Now, do you sit down? I mean, is there actually a true sit down with these agencies, like with the university and other places, where you try to lay out strategies and build some sort of a partnership? Or do you just see what's going on and reflect that?
It's a little bit more of the meeting individually with some of those partners. We have some awesome partners in this area, in the K-12 space as well as higher education. And so it's oftentimes not us telling them what needs to be done, but more encouraging them to continue doing what they are already doing. But it's also, you know, as the Chamber of Commerce, we are the voice of the business community, collective business community. And so we try to make sure that when those partners are making changes or looking at curriculum or even long-term strategic planning, that we are offering the voice of the business community so that they're not just making changes based on what their peers are doing, but really the needs of our region in terms of what companies are asking for, what training and industry recognized credentials they are prioritizing in their hiring, and making sure that what they are creating or what they are hoping to create aligns with the needs of those companies in our region.
And what might be on the horizon? Are there some things going on that I should know about or that we would like to know about?
I think in terms of what's on the horizon, there's a lot of focus on some of those younger grades being exposed to opportunities in STEM fields. This isn't, again, just software development, but engineering and math are incredibly important as well. We have a teacher externship program where we place middle school and high school teachers in a business for a week in the summer. And that's really just designed to give those teachers more to know when they go back into their classroom, more resources when they're preparing their students for jobs that are available so that the teachers are prepared to tell the students what's going on. And then their students ideally will be more successful because their teachers have experience in a business.
Well, I hate to say it, Alex, but we are out of time. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.